Top headlines.
Big news from Adrian Wojnarowski is that Kyrie Irving is done for the season. Once again, ESPN citing sources saying that in the aftermath of left knee surgery, Celtics' Kyrie Irving is going to miss the rest of the season, including the playoffs. More on this coming up with Zolak and Bertrand. You're on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Also today, it's the Red Sox home opener. They're at home to take on the Rays. A little over an hour from now, they'll get underway. Mookie Betts will lead off, followed by Andrew Benintendi and Hanley Ramirez at first. J.D. Martinez, your DH in the fourth spot today, followed by Xander Bogaerts at short, Rafael Devers at third, Eduardo Nunez, your second baseman, Jackie Bradley Jr. in center, and Christian Vasquez behind the plate for David Price. Once again, they'll start in a little over an hour from now at Fenway Park. Celtics lost again last night. They fell to the Raptors in Toronto, 96-78. Terry Rozier.
We're still trying to win. We know we can't drop. We know, I don't know if we can still get first, but we're still trying to win and have playoff mindset going into playoffs and get prepared as much as we can.
There's your Tiger update. He made a five at the par five eighth hole at Augusta National. Still at one over for his round today, four strokes off the lead. Headlines are brought to you by Hooters in Saugus, Shrewsbury, Dedham, and West Springfield, where the game is on, the food is hot, and the beer is cold. Hooters makes you happy. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Well, Mr. Danny.
Thursday morning at 9.
Good morning, Frederick.
Toucher and Rich talk basketball with the Celtics president of operations, Danny Ainge. Brought to you by GE, official data and analytics partner of the Boston Celtics. On 98.5 The Sports Hub. It's opening day at Fenway. Zoe and Beadle are live at Lucky Strike Social on Lansdowne with Budweiser. Legendary lager for legendary moments. On The Sports Hub.
Hard to argue with it, Zoe. Hard to argue with this choice in the music.
Very good choice.
Given the news, Kyrie Irving done for the year for the Boston Celtics. So the Celtics are going to want Cleveland to end up with the four seed, trying to avoid Cleveland, trying to match up with a team like Philadelphia in the second round. And, I mean, what is this playoff run going to be about for the Celtics now? I think it's going to be about, and again, not by choice, to go back a couple of weeks, the people that wanted to shut down Kyrie automatically, they gave it a go. I give them credit for that. But it's going to give young players good experience. It's going to be great for these guys. It's going to be great. I'm looking for a positive here. I'm struggling.
Right.
But this is the silver lining. It'll be great for Tatum. It'll be great for Rozier.
Yeah.
It'll be great for Jaylen Brown. That's terrific. They're going to get a ton of minutes. That's good.
Good minutes, bad minutes.
And it'll be really good if they can go a couple of rounds. Jim's not ruling them out for the Eastern Conference Finals.
So you lock,
the matchups
you lock,
go their way.
You locked into two. You want Cleveland to be four. Philly to be three. And like I said, you readjust your expectations. You are now no longer the favorite. You're the underdog. People love an underdog. That building should be rocking at home games still with whatever he rolls out. I get behind him. See what they can do. That's part of the fun, has it? Yeah, I mean, when I don't know, man. You look at any time you lose a star and next guy's in, but there's nobody can do what Kyrie does. Kyrie's special. But this team plays so damn hard. You know, they're that good. See what they can do. Puts more pressure on Horford, too, now, though, doesn't it?
It should.
I hate to keep bringing it back to that, but, like, he's your big player. He's got to be more productive. It's kind of funny, you know, just before break there, we're tooling around, who's your scorers? It's like a combination of Brown and Tatum, and Rozier's your third scorer. We didn't even mention Horford. Why can't he be a third scorer? It's not that player. be nice to see him elevate with Kyrie being out. Well, do even more than what you do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hate to say that about him, but you start looking at the guys that are your big guys. That's what he was brought here to do. So.
Doesn't Terry Rozier get the most out of this?
Yeah.
Rozier should get the most.
I say he's automatically, like, it's Tatum and Brown, 1-1-A, but then
yeah,
bang,
those guys play
it's Rozier
a lot
next.
To begin with.
It's Rozier next.
He becomes a starter.
Yeah.
And has been while Kyrie's out.
I'm saying more production. I'm talking point production.
Like, yeah. Spread your wings.
We're going to find out. Man. We're going to find out about Terry Rozier. That's a good thing.
I mean, I think we found out already, but
you know what I mean.
A longer stretch, a bigger sample.
Right. What do you say to someone? Who do you want to keep on your team? Marcus Smart or Terry Rozier? I'll take Rozier. It's just like one of those. Better score.
Well, I think they're both. They both bring certain qualities that are helpful to the team. But
yes.
If you're asking me, given the contract status.
But you have a great series or two great series, and you're Terry Rozier, that does a lot for your case, man.
617-779-0985.
All right.
Oh, what do we got?
Just a little update here on the Kyrie Irving. According to Wojnarowski, now in the full story that's posted, the Celtics and Kyrie are evaluating further possible medical options to treat his left knee. They say that they are still without Marcus Smart and the right thumb surgery that he had last month, hopeful he's able to return sometime early in the playoffs.
Okay, wait a minute. I want to go back to that first part. I don't like the way that was termed.
To read it again, the Celtics and Irving are evaluating further medical options to treat his left knee, sources said. The screws. That's what that is.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's what
or,
it is.
Okay, we took the wire out. It's been, what, now 12, 13 days? It's not responding the way we like. Do we need to do anything else to the knee? I don't know. That kind of leaves it vague. It could be screws. Could be as simple as let's get the whole thing done. Reevaluating for other options because our options weren't using.
See,
not,
I think that's
working.
What's going on.
I took it that way.
I think you just nailed it, though. They did the surgery, and they waited to see how it responded.
Gave it 2 weeks.
They gave it time. That's the way they should have approached it.
Yeah.
Don't rule them out until you have to.
Right.
Okay, 2 weeks later, how's it feel? Doesn't feel any better. Okay, we got a problem. We need to do more. We do need to take those screws out. We gave it a try. We did everything we could to try and get you back this season. That's not going to work. Time to have the surgery.
Yeah.
Go in, unscrew the screws, let the bone heal. You'll be a full go by the end of summer, and you'll be back. You'll be back at 100% with no... Again, they went in and looked already, and they liked what they saw. Structurally, that knee looks good.
Okay, so they like it's one thing to like what you see from a structure standpoint, but this is like we talk about any injury with any athlete. It becomes pain tolerance. Why is there still discomfort there?
Because he didn't get the screws out.
Okay. So we took the wire out. That doesn't feel good. Or something's not feeling
They took
better.
It one step at a time.
Doesn't feel better.
They took it one step at a time.
Now we got
Because but Beal, you're dismissing the possibility that when they take the screws out, there might be something else.
That's what I'm saying. We're looking for other options to treat the knee because the option we're doing is not working.
What else would be left?
I don't know.
That's other evaluations or whatever they're saying.
I'm telling you, dude, the knee's different than any other.
No, the other evaluations is what to do next.
Yeah, but you're saying that's guaranteed the screws. It's not guaranteed
the screws
is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The way that's worded, that's not guaranteed that's just simply
take
the screws out and
he's fine. Sounds to me like we're looking for help to do something else additional to it.
How do you pull that out of it?
I don't know. Because it's
just... That it's more.
We shut him down. He's done for the year. Celtics are now looking
for
more help.
I just disagree.
I don't know.
I think they're going to take the screws out. I think he's going to be fine.
I didn't like the way I heard
it. It's a longer rehab. Can't get him back. So they went one step at a time. They took out the wire. The wire didn't make a difference. They got to go do the full operation of taking out the screws, which is more involved than cutting the wire out. This we have learned from our many, many medical journals and calls from doctors on this show. 617-779-0985. Danny's in Stowe. Hey, Danny.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, I got a stat the other night prior to last night's game, Celtics game, that Rozier was leading all players in total points scored. I don't know if that's true or not. The other thing was, for years, Hall of Famer John Havlicek came off the bench, And I don't see why they, if Kyrie comes back, why they can't have him, because you know his minutes are going to be limited, come off the bench with maybe the second team. And it also makes
this season or next?
It also makes the other
Okay, he's ignoring the question. Okay. Kyrie Irving is your starting point guard. When he is healthy, he will be the starting point guard. I have no idea what the question was about Rozier being a leading scorer of some sort. I don't know.
He was just going to power through that call no matter what.
Really, and really wasn't going to make a quality point at all. Ronnie in Cambridge. Ronnie.
Listen, I happen to go back to the Russell era. That's how long I've been a Celtic fan. And I couldn't be happier that Kyrie's here is over. Because, you know, I want these guys ready. I don't want to see Kyrie to the fall. I don't want to see Gordon Hayward to the fall. As a matter of fact, I don't want to see Marcus Smart to the fall, you know, if they decide to bring him back. Because 5 minutes into the season, this team was not going to win a championship, unfortunately. And I'm just, you know, I'm just not into, you know, moral victories and, you know, like what went on during the Isaiah Thomas era, as entertaining as it was. I want my team healthy and ready to go. We'll see you next year, Kyrie.
Okay, you're all or nothing. Either have a chance to win it all or don't compete at all. I disagree with that view of things.
I know. We
compete and go as far as you can. That's why you play the games. Hey. That's why you're a professional athlete.
We joked with Stevens about the Gordon Hayward thing, and he said, well, obviously, guys, he's not coming back, right, with the videos, and they're doing a nice little piece on him. This also puts a little bit of a capper on that one, too, for any hope that guy would come back in three series.
He wasn't coming
back.
No,
he wasn't.
We knew that.
You can't even take that type of call or comment, no.
All right, we'll get to more of your calls on Kyrie Irving being done for the year next.
Baseball, bowling, Budweiser. Zolak and Bertrand are live at Lucky Strike Social at Fenway for opening day on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand from Lucky Strike Social, Fenway Park.
Jesus, Louth, why don't you roll out all the death music?
Yeah, everybody's dying. The news of the day, yeah. Kyrie Irving done for the year.
Get people excited, get fired up, play that Sports Hub Golf Club promo again with the seagulls and the monster truck rock and roll. It's so bad. It's so goofy.
I don't know why you're so caught up on this.
It's so goofy it works. I laugh in the car every time I hear it. And I'm like, you know what? It works, man.
Uh-oh. What happens, Draggy? What happened?
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Put up Trent.
This is, you know, 50-50 on whether... Yeah, another par.
Oh, Jim, don't be happy triggering this thing, okay? Because I need this. I need this like air.
Let's just do this from now on. If Tiger goes under par on a hole, you got to play
oh,
that.
Oh, come on.
What's he at?
He's going to tee off. No, we got essentially one day of this because he's going to tee off later tomorrow. So we're not going to be able to do it then. So, no. And we get maybe three or four more times throughout the show. That's if we're lucky. So let Jim play it whenever he wants to. He parred number nine. He's one over. He's making the turn, so to speak.
Okay.
This in one over.
Make some noise, man.
He went out in 37. He is four strokes off of the lead held by Mark Leishman, who is three under par. Vijay Singh, two under, along with Henrik Stenson. Something called Bernd Weisberger is one under par. And a slew
wait, that's
of up-
the name of a... Wait, Bernd Weisberger?
Bernd Weisberger.
That sounds like something you'd order off a menu. Right. I'll have the Bernd Weisberger.
I'll have the Braunschweiger and the Weisberger.
Serious question here.
Go ahead.
As much as we're talking about Tiger and watching his scores, the fact that this putt's in at minus three, and you know VJ's a good golfer, he's still there too. They're scoring. They're not high. They're low scores, meaning low numbers, which is good for Tiger, right? Nobody's running away with a minus five or minus six.
It's early though. I mean, VJ's on the 13th hole, I think, and Weisberger is playing 15 right now. So. But everybody else, it's still pretty early in the round. There's a lot of time left today. I mean, there's a big group of players who haven't teed off yet. Guys who could make some noise out there. Phil Mickelson doesn't tee off for another 6-7 minutes. Ricky Fowler's in the same group with him. Rory goes off at 138. John Rahm, Bob Soucy's favorite player, also a 138 tee time. Jordan Spieth goes off at 149. So, yeah. I mean, DJ and Justin Rose are the last guys going off today at 2 o'clock. So, yes, right now, Tiger's only 4 strokes off the lead. I just mentioned 6 guys. Any of those guys could conceivably go out and shoot 65 today.
Now, is it better to tee off later in the day after the course and the greens have been worked a little bit?
I mean, it all depends on the conditions. Winds tend to kick up later in the day, so generally you'll see guys turn in lower scores in the earlier rounds, but it doesn't mean anything. It's who's dialed in, who's hitting greens, who's making putts. But if I guess the general rule of thumb would be earlier you've got a better chance of going low.
All right, back to your calls. Kyrie Irving, done for the year. Eric in Braintree. Hi, Eric.
Hey, what's going on? Do you guys think that maybe Irving is a little too, like, flashy for his own good? I mean, he's going out there doing these dribble moves, spinning around, doing jukes and all that stuff. Remember the way Bird used to just get to the elbow, do a jump stop, and take a mid-range
jumper? Is this a real call? Are you messing with us? Is this real?
True. I think he's too flashy.
I've been focused on the Bruins a lot this year, I'll admit it. I haven't really watched the Seas, but, I mean, he's just messing around out there.
Right, I think Donato's too flashy.
Oh, my God.
And I think Pasternak kid's too flashy. Messing,
he's pranking.
Yeah.
There's no way.
No, he's serious.
No, I don't think
I know exactly
is.
What he's talking about, the cut move where you're going to put all this pressure and strain on your joints when you don't have
it. Oh, you're going to cut? You're going to make cuts?
Yeah, dribbling around, doing a double moves, a little plant fake, a little behind the back.
Oh, stop it.
Tipsy-do, filming movies with Uncle Drew, all that.
Dan and Stoneham. Hi, Dan.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I honestly think this is good news for the Celtics. I don't think we had a realistic chance with Kyrie banged up, with no Gordon Hayward, without that other leading scorer that you need in the playoffs. I just think that I'm just a little worried about Kyrie. The injury seems to be a problem with him. And moving forward, you know what I mean? Is he going to be durable enough to withstand a full NBA season with extended playoffs? Because they should make deep runs with Stevens and with the core that they got.
Okay. I disagree with that thinking. I've been on the record disagreeing with that thinking for 2 weeks. They've determined that it's best that he not play. Okay, so then he's done. But to just have that be the case right out of the gate, just because he was having the procedure, would have made no sense. If there was no benefit, then why wouldn't he play? And clearly they've now determined that he can't. So good, fine, that's fine. But there's no reason to have done that 2 weeks ago, and they're not doing this now because they think it's best long-term. They're doing it because he can't play. Don't confuse the two issues. The Celtics are not saying, you know what? Let's make a long-term call. Let's make sure Kyrie is fully healthy before he makes a return.
Yeah.
That's not what they're doing. They've determined he can't make it back.
Now they want him to play.
And that he could hurt himself if he did. So he's done.
They're a better team with him out there at 80%. Sorry.
They're not making this call to like plan for next year.
Too flashy.
Steve is in Rhode Island. Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
So I think personally, I know you guys were talking about it before. Obviously, you want to draw Philadelphia for the playoffs, but I think personally that the best draw would might be actually to get Cleveland because. Matchup-wise, isn't that the reason why we got Marcus Morris? He's the best on-ball defender against LeBron. And I think they just match up better with the young talent that they have. But I'll hang up and listen to what you guys think.
Yeah, I want nothing to do with LeBron or Cleveland. Nope.
What, you get popped first round?
No, thanks. Nope.
Avoid. Avoid. Avoid the best player in the league. Chugga-chugga-choo-choo, according to Murray.
Woo-woo.
Boom.
Woo.
Dunk on your face.
Dunk. Chugga, 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 chugga.
You know what I'm going to do?
Dunk.
Dribble it, and then I'm going to dunk it.
Chugga, 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 chugga. Dunk.
So funny when he does that.
Woo, woo, Fritcher. Is it Beryl in Gloucester? Beryl?
Yeah, Beryl. Yeah.
Beryl, like okay.
Hi, right, Beryl.
Like Cheryl with a B. It's a weird name, but it's a British name. I'm not British, but yeah.
Oh, hello.
Hello. You know, I think the Celtics are going to do great because they just have some kind of magical quality going on. I mean, all the injuries, and then they come through and win like several of these games that they weren't supposed to win. So I have total confidence. I'm not worried. I love them. I went to the Paul Pierce jersey retirement game, cried, love them all the time, every day.
All right, Beryl, appreciate the call.
Glad you're confident, Beryl. There's no chance they do anything more than a first-round win. I'll give them a shot in the first round. After that, it's all done.
Yeah.
There's no chance.
After the first round.
And I'm not going to overvalue regular season wins either in the NBA.
They're a really good team. They got a lot of really good players. You don't have Kyrie Irving. You have Marcus Smart. Maybe not. You know, I take it back. They don't even win the first round if Marcus Smart's not there. No. No.
That's not a definitive thing. They can win in the first round.
So that guy had a Brit name, he's not a Brit.
Yeah, they can win in the first round.
They can win in the first round without Marcus Smart?
Yes, they can.
Yes.
Yes, they can.
Yeah. I'll give him a shot.
I believe they can.
I think you're discounting what the other teams also do in the first round of the playoffs when they really start playing. Really start playing defense. Here's a Boston Celtics Twitter update.
Okay.
From the team. Kyrie Irving will undergo a procedure this Saturday to remove two screws implanted in his patella.
Thank you. Thank you, world.
Called it.
Slap Jim.
You called it, Beetle.
Called it, Jim.
Nice.
What were they
doing? Let him finish the report.
Yeah.
Start over. Kyrie Irving will undergo a procedure this Saturday to remove two screws implanted in his patella from an injury suffered during the 2015 NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. He is expected to make a full recovery in 4 to 5 months.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, end of summer.
That's right. I thought, I just did the quick math. I was thinking 4 to 5, but oh, God, it's going into October.
So what were they doing in there before?
They took out the tension wire.
They only took the wire out.
That's right, no screws, just the wire.
Right, they took out the wire.
Yeah.
And the next step was to take out the screws.
If they would have taken it all out, he'd be done.
Had they taken out the screws when they went in, he would have been done 2 weeks ago.
So that means he and they wanted him to play.
Here's the official release that's part of that tweet. Says there was a presence of a bacterial infection at the site of the hardware. Ensure that there's no infection remains in the knee, the screws will be removed.
Oh, my God.
That, you know.
That's not good. Infection.
That doesn't feel good.
No.
There's that's no like way they, that feels
that's like
good.
They went in there and looked and like, ooh, this looks gross.
Gross.
Did you still call it?
He called it. No, you did. You call it. I give him that one. Nice job.
I didn't hear any bacterial infection.
No, I didn't call that part.
You didn't call about the smell and the dog bothering on it and everything else.
The dog bothering on it. That I did not. I did not call on that part. I did not call on that.
Called it.
I don't know if he did.
Dog's in there licking it. It smells. It's leaking. What, they have to put a drain in it and then just put a little bag next to his leg and it just drips in there? Oh,
he probably took it all out. Okay, closed just, it.
It's bad enough without you making. It's bad enough without you making up stuff.
What?
But Zoe's talking about bags and drainage tubes and everything else.
Why the buddy had an infection in his leg and they had to put a to put a drain in.
Well,
they put a bag.
If you read it, it says based on the pathology. It indicated the presence of a bag. It doesn't strike me as they
Let's
opened it up and
pus.
Were like, oh, God.
Oh, it smells awful.
They tested it to see if there was any bacteria, and there was. Yeah. They had to, you know, run it to the lab.
Oh, God, Brady used to have these infections with his knee.
But
really
Brady had
ones.
A real bad one.
He had pus and nasty stuff.
I'm willing to bet that they went in, took out the hardware, and
smelled something.
First it was the wire. They do the test.
Smell it.
They go back in. They take these screws out. They close them up. They put them on an IV. A little penicillin. You know? They're all good.
Like a water pick. I went to the dentist yesterday. My teeth
clean. I don't think they did that.
Wash it all out. Then they go.
Called it. Called it.
They suck all the water and the guts out.
Your dentist uses a water pick?
Oh, what are them water guns? Yeah. After they scrape it and all, they clean it out. And they suck on the
close your lips around that straw.
That's a little grainy back there. Need one more wash. Just give me that water pick back.
Wash it out real nice. Headlines with Hardy. Back with more of your calls. Today's takeaway is coming up at 1:50 from Lucky Strike Social.
Sports Hub headlines.
Kyrie Irving done for the season. He will miss the rest of the regular season and playoffs. This being confirmed now by the Boston Celtics. He said he's going to undergo a procedure this Saturday to remove two screws implanted in his patella, that's the kneecap, from an injury suffered during the 2015 NBA Finals. He's expected to make a full recovery in 4 to 5 months. Meanwhile, the Red Sox host the Rays today in their home opener. Mookie Betts, your leadoff man, and in right, followed by Andrew Benintendi in left, Hanley Ramirez at first, and J.D. Martinez, the DH, batting fourth. Then it's Xander Bogaerts at short, Rafael Devers at third, Eduardo Nunez, your second baseman, and batting seventh, Jackie Bradley Jr. Excuse me. In center, and Christian Vasquez behind the plate for David Price, who gets the start today. Celtics lost last night. They fell to the Raptors in Toronto, 96-78. They'll be home tomorrow night to take on the Bulls. And the Bruins played the Panthers in Florida tonight. Judd Zerop, Bob Beers on the call. Puck drops just after 7:30 on the New England Honda Dealers, 98.5 the Sports Hub Bruins Radio Network. Headlines are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Visit now for a 15-minute oil change. You can stay in your car. No appointment is ever needed. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 the Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Just outside the Green Monster, Zoe and Beetle are enjoying a Budweiser at Lucky Strike Social on Lansdowne Street on 98.5 the Sports Hub.
Just checking over some tweets on the Masters, which is still happening. We have the Tiger Tracker in full effect on this show, so you will miss absolutely nothing on that front. And also the big news of the day, Kyrie Irving, who will now undergo another knee procedure this coming weekend. He will have another surgery in which the screws in his patella will be removed. Screws will be taken out, and that will begin a 4 to 5 month recovery before the start of next season. And Kyrie will be a full go. And I just want to make the point that anyone who's trying to say the Celtics decided that they wanted to shut him down, and that was their decision all along, you are wrong. That is not what happened here. That's not how this went down. Kyrie had a surgery 2 weeks ago to get the wire removed to see if that would resolve the issue for the time being. It did not. And so here we are 2 weeks later, and they're scheduling a second surgery.
Yeah.
You don't do two surgeries.
Right.
Because you feel like it. That they were hopeful that he would be able to have that comfort be relieved by having the tension wire removed. That didn't resolve the matter for him. Now he goes for part two to fully resolve it and be ready to go for next season. Because had they decided in the beginning that the only way to fix it would be the screws, they would have known at that point he was done for the year. Now they do know. And I think they approached it the right way. That tells you that they do care about going as far as they could possibly go in the playoffs and trying to make a deep run. And that's the right approach.
Yeah.
That's how it went down.
Yeah. The seriousness of trying to quickly fix it and get him ready. Let's go in for a quick repair and let's see if we can maximize it because we like where we're at. And then when they figured it out that it's not up to speed, hey, we got to do what's right and shut him down. And you had no choice but to do that. Real quick, I was chuckling. Yeah. Pablo Sandoval, 3-run shot.
Saw that.
Carabas with the FU tweet.
That happened last night. That's not today. That's not a new one.
Oh, okay. Carabas tweeted it. Yeah, you're right. Sorry. Why like the old stuff pop up in the front of your?
There's a line here that I'm waiting for from you on this.
What?
He's got more home runs than who?
Oh yeah, J.D. Martinez. Hey, he's DH'ing today, not in the field. See if that tightens him up a little bit.
You know what would tighten him up? The fact that it's 35 degrees outside.
Oh yeah, Hey, by the way, they're showing the opening, whatever, ceremonies.
Yeah.
And people standing out there seeing their pants blowing. Wind's whipping out there.
Thank God the sun is out.
That sucks.
Because if the sun
wasn't
out. I hope
my seats are in the sun.
They are. They are in the sun. I know where you're sitting.
Good.
Any chance J.D. Martinez gets booed like Stanton?
I asked that the other day.
When's it happen? Is it going to happen soon? Are you rolling on it, Jim?
Oh, no, I'm not saying during introductions. I'm saying at any point during the game.
Oh.
I'm sure Stanton didn't get booed at introductions.
No, he went 0 for 5 with 5 Ks. Then they booed him.
No, but say Martinez strikes out 3 times today. Does he get booed on the third one?
I don't think so.
He does. What?
I don't think so.
Oh, they're having too much fun. That's right.
Are you going to boo him, though?
If he strikes it, no, I don't boo. I don't boo, guys. Don't. Fans have the right to. Me, personally, I do not boo. That sucks to get booed as a person. That stuff sticks with you. Think about that for him, though. He says he wants to play in a market. He thinks he's going to love this market. Nothing worse than your first day in that market, and you don't live up to expectations on that day. Not a lot of people put it in the one day, and he's going to be here for a while. He ain't going anywhere. It would suck for him to get booed. That's a bad start. And we saw it with Sandoval. You don't come back from that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like J.D. Martinez, I'll give him credit for this. Wow, there are a lot of empty seats there still.
It's freaking cold.
Yeah. And it's early, too. It's not even, it's 20 minutes, more than 20 minutes to first pitch. I feel like J.D. Martinez has got a better grip on what the market is. Did you hear? I mean, he talked about that text message he got from his sister when he signed here. And his sister, who lived here at one point, texted him and said, "You're not in Kansas anymore."
Well, and David Price told him that too, right? Remember he was confiding in David Price?
So I think he had a better understanding of what he was getting himself into.
Yeah, but I kind of just hope he gets booed to see Peter Abraham get his panties in a bunch over it. Nobody gets booed this day, according to Pete.
Joe's in New Hampshire. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Beat. Hey, Zoe. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
I have a quick thought. It's widely known that the Celtics are going to look at Anthony Davis at the end of the year. Is there any possibility if the Pelicans don't make the playoffs, they snag him early?
Hey, what do you mean, snag him early? What do you mean? I have no idea what you mean by that.
Yeah.
Well, can they pick him up early? In other words, if the Celtics are in the playoffs and they're still going, the Pelicans.
Well, they can start. No, they can start talking about it. They can't make the deal until after the year's over. They have to wait for the next league year to start, or really the off season to begin before you start doing that. Trade deadline is passed. We're still in the current season. Can't be making trades, even if your teams are done. So, no, I don't think that factors in. Not a factor.
Oh, this is so distracting.
Sounds just like him, Zoe.
Yeah. I'm reading a tweet.
I hate you. I can't hear anything. You don't understand our headsets on the road. This is a new system.
Do your Castiglione impression.
Why is this so loud in my... Why is this so loud in my ears, Trent? These lineups.
Because they're blasting the PA.
Only a child. And he popped it up.
What do you think? He's
red seedless grapes, only $1.99 a pound this week. Only a child.
And let's give a loud cheer.
Is that one good enough for you, Hardy?
Let's give a loud cheer for our hometown little slugger, the little guy with the big stick. That's the Petrolia.
Nabisco crackers, 2 for $5 this week only. Only at Shaw's. Only at Shaw's. Official supermarket of the Boston Red Sox. Can you believe it?
There you go. Matt's on the road today. Hey, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up, Joe? What's up, Dino?
What's up?
Yo.
Hey. The Kyrie Irving news, I mean, it sucks. It is what it is. He's got to get better. He's got to work on himself. He'll be back next year, ready to go. We're going to hit the ground running. As far as the standings in the East go right now, for the Celtics in the playoffs, I actually think that the second round would be easier for the Celtics than the first round. I want nothing to do with the Bullets in the first round, and I want everything to do with the 76ers in the second round. I think Embiid going down recently with the orbital fracture, you don't know when he'll be back. They might be without him. They're all young, just like you is the Celtics. They have rookies all over the place, inexperienced.
Matt, we're having a hard time hearing you, and I don't think it's your phone. I think it's us. I'm going to say he wanted Philly in the second round, right?
Huh?
Philly in the second round? I think that's what everyone's rooting
okay.
for. Yep. I'm sorry. I'd like to be able to hear you. It's just having a hard time.
Yeah.
It's not your fault. It's ours.
Yeah, get that's out. Correct. Punch out. Get out now.
What?
Yeah. We're fine.
What?
Well, back to wrap things up with today's takeaways.
Hold on. Fred Tutcher's here, too. We got to do our annual Fred Tutcher drunk on air thing.
Give him one more drink during the break.
Yeah, okay. We'll do it next.
Today's takeaways next.
Zolak and Bertrand, live at Lucky Strike Social at Fenway with Budweiser. Legendary lager for legendary moments. On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Okay.
All right. Time now for the Awaken 180 Weight Loss Takeaway of the Day. Take away your excess weight for life. Awaken180weightloss.com. Nice little job by the local pointer sister there whose house I bit on.
One single pointer sister.
Yeah, the single one.
There's three of them, right?
That didn't rent them, yeah.
What happened to the other two?
I don't know. I don't care. She had a nice house.
You almost bought her house.
Indoor pool. I told you this story.
Yeah,
you
I know. Where was the house again?
It's on Green Street.
Whereabouts?
We looked it up on the Google map once.
Oh, Rentham.
Very wooded.
Yeah, we found it.
The address didn't pop up, but you could see the house.
It's tucked away in the woods.
Oh, yeah. Indoor pool.
How big of a pool was it?
Oh, it's Olympic-sized indoor pool.
Well, not Olympic-sized.
Well, big one.
But a full, the full-size pool you'd find in someone's backyard.
I would say it was bigger than mine.
Indoor.
Yeah, it's good-sized
pool.
It's good-sized.
That's good pool.
Big rectangle pool. Dark bottom. I didn't like that. Because you can't tell. You know, when you have the dark bottoms, you can't tell shallow. It's when you dive in and break your neck.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you can just remember.
So would you like an indoor
pool? Okay, from visiting someone's house.
Do you dig that? You dig an indoor pool?
I do not. I'm glad I wouldn't, because it would your whole house would smell
like chlorine. Chlorine, right?
Oh, I would love it. Love the smell of chlorine.
Yeah, it's like a guy's gym, like a YMCA.
You've got to somehow separate it from the living quarters. You'd have to separate it from the living quarters, Hardy.
Yes, yeah.
Right, it'd have to be in a separate wing.
It had a disco. Like a real disco ball there, and that's why I dug it. I'm like, wow, we got a dance party. That would go away so fast.
We'll get to your takeaways in a moment. I just wanted to get
Fred?
To this. Drunk Fred's roaming around.
Okay.
This is from Thomas Boswell of the Washington Post.
You couldn't keep him at the table for 4 minutes.
No, he never made it to the table.
Oh, that's okay.
He's like roaming.
So here's Beetle with a pretty good Masters tidbit here.
Thomas Boswell tweeted this. On first hole of glorious sunny day at the Masters, Jason Day hits drive into trees. Ball falls into patron's full cup of beer. Fan is told that Day must ID the ball and play it. In the spirit of Georgia, in the morning, on a golf course, fan chugs the beer as crowd gives ovation.
Love it. So that's what golf's about.
So he chugged it with the ball in the cup? Is that what he did?
Yeah. He had to chug the beer so Day could grab the ball.
It's at the bottom of the beer in order to get him out. He didn't want to waste the beer.
Jason Day going to stick his hand in the beer?
He wasn't going to pour out his beer and waste it.
Hold up, pal. I'll get the ball for you.
Oh, it's classic.
You know what?
Oh, we have a Tiger update. Not a good one.
Oh, no.
Tiger found some trouble off the tee at 11, hit it into a section of the golf course I don't think I've seen before. Kind of little alley to the right of the trees that are already on the right. Tried to hit a recovery shot down close to the green. Didn't hit a great shot. The third shot close, but he left the par putt on the low side and had to settle for a bogey. He is now 2 over par, 5 strokes off the leader, Mark Leishman.
Oh.
Okay, Leishman still in the lead.
As far as I can tell, again, with these crappy updating leaderboards on all the other sites. The Masters.com site has your best live look-ins, but last I saw, Leishman was still your leader at 3 under par.
Who's this the Red Sox are rolling out here?
I believe it is the U.S. women's ice hockey team, and also maybe...
Well, Wally is out there, Zoe. He is the furry green gentleman.
Yeah,
the
it looks like this is not of the normal production status
maybe
as usual.
Paralympics ice hockey team, something
there seems
like that?
There's a fair amount of mayhem out there on the field for opening day.
Yeah, a lot of people out there.
A lot of winding up.
A lot of people out there. What do you guys got?
I have a good sound effect from an already noisy day there at Lucky Strike. You guys have soldiered through, but this was a moment in the show where you can hear something happen in the background that kind of just indicates why it was so loud there today.
Here's what I haven't ruled out. Bill Belichick is not telling the whole truth to Josh McDaniels about the situation.
That is the sound of a strike. That is a bowling ball hitting 10 pins or so and enhanced
That's
a little bit.
Good.
But, yeah, that was definitely audible in the broadcast today. You guys, yes, that's it.
Oh,
you,
boy.
Guys, is that, you know what it is? It's the perfect Jim Lau sound effect because it requires a lot of explanation. But that's what it is.
Great. So yours was Danny Ainge talking about your boy Dan Lifshitz.
Yeah, Lifshitz, I guess, has been pretty vocal about the Celtics and very outspoken about them. And this is from our morning show, outstanding lead-in we have, Toucher and Rich. They do a great job, and they have Danny Ainge on each and every week during the basketball season. And here was Danny Ainge addressing Lifshitz's comments.
Guide our station, Dan Lifshitz, has it on good authority that you are going to deal for Kawhi Leonard this offseason.
Oh, good authority, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. He's batting about 1,000.
That just means somebody that thinks they know what they're talking about told Dan.
No, Dan is a degenerate gambler. But
it's not such good authority.
Well, listen, he has inside sources. This is how he wins his bets.
Nice.
Okay, all right.
Well,
that went over well. But I just find it amusing. You were out there in Vegas same time Lifshitz was out there, and he was out there on a business trip.
It's a business trip.
To work.
Told me he was not there.
You were out there for pleasure.
He was not there for pleasure.
Nice.
He was there strictly for the business. Yep. Strictly for the business.
Is that David Ortiz?
It is.
All right.
Of course they...
Oh, superstar.
Bring him out for something.
Oh, again. So nice to see him.
What's he doing?
He's hugging that Amazon Tessie thing.
Oh, man. Enough with David Ortiz. Like, David Ortiz. I love the guy. Everyone loves the guy. Enough.
Kravis got to change his pants. Kravis could be like, he's coming back. No, he's not.
He's not coming back. All right, so.
All right, guys.
I'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy
yes,
the
sir.
Opening day, all right?
I will. Let's go Sox.
Be back on a Friday. Tomorrow we'll have some fun. Be
Thumber,
back in our Town Fair Tire
Maserati
Studios.
Up next.
That's where they are. They're coming
up
next. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, everyone. Came down.
Yeah.
Said hello today.
Pretty
we had
busy
a great
today.
Time.
Good stuff.